Something fresh, new and exciting on the Good Glow today. But first, I wanted to thank Yoplait Skier for supporting the Good Glow this season. At Yoplait, quality is their passion and their commitment to health and nutrition starts with the sourcing of ingredients. Three core values, pleasure, simplicity and joy, help Yoplait deliver healthy, delicious and nutritious pots of enjoyment to their customers. So let's talk about Skier. It's a great nutritious yogurt. Skier is a creamy Icelandic recipe. Like Greek yogurt, it's packed full of protein, fat-free, and Yoplait Skier has only one ingredient, milk. I personally love their big pots, and Skier Natural 850 gram is available across stores nationwide. Welcome along to the Good Glow. I'm so excited to bring you this mini reset today. And I usually keep this content for my September resets, the January refresh. But I really wanted to put this out into the world today because it's Easter, because we may have an extra 5 minutes to ourselves on the bank holiday. And the fourth month of the year is here. It's upon us. We're about to say goodbye to the first quarter of 2024. And if you're anything like me, you will not believe how fast the year is going. So I wanted to pause for a minute and just give us an opportunity to take a deep breath. That could be so nice for us to do together today, to acknowledge all that we've gotten through so far this year. And before we move out of this quarter, to take an opportunity to take a look at the bigger picture of our lives, to get out of the here and now and what is directly in front of us for just a couple of minutes. Because when we are in the here and now, and I spent so long there, we've little time to really ask ourselves the bigger questions like, hang on a minute, how am I? How am I really doing right now? That is literally how I lived for 10 years. I was so busy, I could only see what was going on directly in front of me every single day. I was simply surviving from 1 minute to the next. I never took a minute to pause, reflect, think about how I was living versus how I wanted to live. And that's what we can do today by slowing down for just 5 minutes. And maybe this isn't what you were expecting from this podcast today, but maybe it's just what you need. So with this mini reset today, I wanted to give you the opportunity to ask yourself, what is working for me in my life? It's such a good question, isn't it? What makes me feel good? What makes me feel free and happy? What lights me up inside? I think it's so nice to think about those things sometimes, to really acknowledge them and give them some appreciation. When we're zooming through life, we can often forget about the things that bring us joy or make us feel good. Maybe it's your family or that 2 minutes you have to yourself before you step into the office. Maybe it's when you go outside and just take a deep breath. When's the last time you did that? Maybe it's when you put down your phone and really get present with the people around you, the people sitting at your table. Often I find when I'm tired and worn out, it's because I'm not having enough moments like that in my life. I'm not leaning towards the things that light me up inside. So you can ask yourself today, am I doing enough of those things? And if the answer is no, why not? How can you make more time? With any reset, while it's so important to figure out what makes us feel better, yes, it's so important to lean into those things more, to try and make a plan to fit those things into our day to day. But it's also important when we're resetting to acknowledge what isn't working for you right now. What is it time to let go of? Because it's so hard to move forward sometimes. It's so hard to step into that next chapter, to step into the second quarter of the year when we're still hanging on to old stories, old conversations, old ways, old patterns of behavior that no longer serve us. And we can give ourselves permission today to simply let go of those things. And if you can't give yourself permission, I'm going to give you permission. You don't have to carry them anymore. It's okay to step forward, step into the new. So is there something that's draining you, that's taking too much? What stories no longer serve you? What story are you sick of telling yourself? Because in order to move forward, sometimes we need to let go of those stories. And you can choose to do that today. Today can be day one of your new chapter, of your new story. As Joel Osteen says, someone who I really look up to, he's an author and a pastor, he says, "Whatever follows I am is going to come looking for you in your life." And ever since I heard that, I have been so conscious of my I ams. So if your story is I am unhealthy, when will you be healthy? If your story is I am unfit, why would you exercise? If your story is I am weak, how can you be strong? If your story is I never have any time, when will you have time? So often the stories that we tell ourselves and the belief that we have about ourselves can become like a cage, this invisible cage that we get trapped in. And we forget that that cage isn't real. It's simply a figment of our imagination. We can open the door of that cage anytime we want and just step right out. So do me a favor today, have a look at your I ams and be careful of them. Choose, I am healthy, I am peaceful, I am happy, I am fit and I am strong. I am capable of making great decisions in line with what I believe in. So the next time you have a decision to make, think these things. I am healthy, I am peaceful, I am happy, I am fit, I am strong. And see what choices you make when you tell yourself those positive I ams. Okay, so I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm having some tests at the moment and I know that I am absolutely fine. But I am waiting for some results. And with that waiting has brought me back on track to what aligns with me and what's best for me. But I'm here to tell you today, don't wait for the health scare to choose what's best for you. Don't wait for the health scare to get hydrated, to get the early night, to choose the healthy option. Do it today because you value and love yourself enough. What you choose to do today, you are doing for your future self. For 10 years, I ate lunch at my desk, breakfast at my desk. I worked overtime. And if you're the same as me and you work on average 48 weeks a year, that's 2,400 hours that you haven't taken for yourself over 10 years. 2,400 hours. I'll never forget calculating this as I wrote my book. And I realized that that was 2,400 hours that I should have been putting back into me. That was my time. And looking back at all those lunch breaks that I worked through, I told myself in those 10 years that I didn't have any time for myself. But I can see now that I wasn't willing to choose myself. The time was there, but I chose to use it in other ways. So, you know, as we write our new story for the second quarter of the year, ask yourself, what really matters to me? What do I really value? Is it your health? Is it love? Is it connection? And then ask yourself, do I actually make time in my week for the things that I value? Am I prioritizing my health? Am I prioritizing my peace? So the days are getting brighter. There's optimism in the air. I don't know if you can feel it. I certainly can. There's a lighter feeling. Today is the perfect opportunity to ask yourself, what feeling would I like to create for the rest of the year? So is that a feeling of good health? Is it joy? Is it connection? Is it to be more present with the people you love? Is it rejuvenation, a fresh start, more confidence, self-belief? What about adventure? Do you have enough adventure in your life? What about a new journey, stepping out of your comfort zone? So when we identify that feeling, we can be mindful of it as we move through the rest of spring and into the summer. So every day when you open your eyes, if you've identified that feeling, so if you want more peace or more joy or more connection, you can remember that word throughout the day and make it your mission to bring that feeling into each and every day. This could be something you've been putting off. You tell yourself, oh, you know, I'll get around to that someday when I'm less busy. It's something you really value, something you really need in your life. But, you know, life is getting in the way. I've had so many messages from people this week to say, thank you for bringing me to New York. This time last year, I couldn't even run 3 kilometers. And now I've run a half marathon simply because I gave myself permission to try. There's so many people around us telling us what we should be, what we should be doing. And that's where I believe that unease can creep in, because these are other people's dreams, other people's expectations, and their dreams and expectations are getting in the way of what matters most to you. What do you want? How do you want to live your life? What do you want to do? And in line with this, there is this brilliant story about an American businessman who was on holiday in a beautiful fishing village in Mexico. And he stood on the pier one day and a young fisherman pulled into the dock. Inside his tiny boat were several large fish, and enjoying the water and the sun and the peace, the American complimented the man on the quality of fish. And he said, how long did it take you to catch those fish? And the fisherman said, oh, just a few hours. The American said, but why didn't you stay out longer and catch more fish? The fisherman replied, well, with this, I have more than enough to feed my family. The businessman, he became serious and he said, but what do you do with the rest of your time? And he said, well, I sleep late, I play with my kids, I watch ball games, I take a siesta with my wife. Sometimes in the evenings, I stroll into the village to see my friends and I play the guitar and sing a few songs. The American, he interrupted him and he said, look, I have an MBA from Harvard and I can help you be more profitable. You can start by fishing a few hours longer every day. And then with that extra fish you catch, you can sell. And with that extra money you make, you can buy a bigger boat. Before long, you can buy a second boat, then a third, and then you'll have an entire fleet of fishing boats. You can leave this tiny coastal village, move to Mexico City or even the US, where you can go even bigger. And the fisherman said, okay, well, how long will all of this take? And he said, probably around 15 to 20 years, maybe less if you work really hard. And then what? Said the fisherman. Well, that's the best part, he said with a laugh. When the time is right, you'll sell your stock to the public. You'll become very, very rich. You'll make millions. Millions, really? Whoa, said the fisherman. What could I do with all of that? And the businessman said, then you can happily retire with all the money you make. You can move to a quaint coastal fishing village where you can sleep late, play with your grandchildren, watch ball games, take a siesta with your wife. You can stroll to the village in the evenings where you can play guitar and sing with your friends all you want. And I love this story. I come back to it time and time again because it reminds me that so often we have everything we need already. Everything that makes us happy is all around us, but we go out and we make ourselves sick and we strive for more, more, more. But I hope today and over Easter, you get an opportunity to ask yourself, what feeling do I need more of this year? Maybe it isn't the job, the promotion, the new car, more money in the bank. Maybe it's more love, more connection. Maybe it's a realization that we're now in the very days that we will soon refer to as the good old days. So I've left a couple of questions for you in the show notes. And if you have a spare 5 minutes over the weekend or the week ahead, you can ask yourself, what am I doing in my life that's working for me? What am I doing in my life that's not working for me? What brings me joy? What brings me peace? What have I been holding on to for far too long? And what do I need to let go of in order to move forward? And then that all-important question, our number one question today, what is the feeling I would like more of in my life? As you move into the next few weeks and we all step into this new part of the year together, we can keep that feeling in the forefront of our minds, knowing it's important to us, knowing it's something we value and something that's true to our heart. We can actively work on bringing that feeling in, leaning towards that feeling and giving it the place it deserves in our lives. So I hope you enjoyed that mini reset today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you think someone would benefit from it, please make sure to send this episode on to them. Now, before we get into today's guest, and it's a very short and sweet conversation with Ella Mills, known around the world as Deliciously Ella, I wanted to thank Yoplait Skyr for supporting The Good Glow this season. I love quality ingredients when it comes to my food, and a lot of you will know that I am most happy in the kitchen. So how did I use Skyr this week? Well, it is Easter, and this week's recipe is an eaten mess without the cream. I love eating mess, but I love it even more when I can substitute the cream for yogurt. So this weekend at my Easter table, we'll be having this delicious dessert with Skyr natural yogurt, berries, fluffy meringues and some dark chocolate sprinkled on top. Head over to goodglow.ie for this week's recipe. And don't forget, you can pick up an 850 gram tub of Skyr natural in stores nationwide. So Ella Mills, best known as Deliciously Ella for her food blog and brand, which she created back in 2012. She's sold over 1 million books. Her plant-based products are sold all across Europe. She has a restaurant and app and has just released her latest book, Healthy Made Simple. And a couple of weeks ago, she knocked on my front door. Today, she speaks to me about how we can make simple, small changes to become healthier. And I think sometimes change can be overwhelming. Today, we share how we can let go of other people's expectations, march to the beat of our own drum, and simply do one small thing over time that can completely transform your life. I hope you enjoy. Ella Mills, welcome to the Good Glow podcast.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe you're sitting on my couch beside me in my living room. This is amazing because over the years, I have eaten so many of your products. I've cooked so many of your recipes and here you are sitting right in front of me.
Well, thank you. And it's also so cozy in here. There's a storm blowing outside and this is just the perfect antidote to the storm.
Welcome to Ireland. Everything you've done has been so incredible, but you've been on such a journey and you're so open and honest about it. So what's it like when you hold yet another cookbook in your hands and you think about how far you've come?
Well, first of all, thank you. Look, I'm like the ultimate oversharer, and so I can't help but be very open and honest, maybe sometimes to my detriment, but it's so inherent in me to be very that way. And I think what I realized is I was never like that so much growing up, and then when I got ill and I started Deliciously Ella and I opened up about my own challenges, I just found all the walls came down with people around me who would share their experiences in life, things that they were struggling with, and you suddenly had these really amazingly meaningful conversations with people that you might have only known 5 minutes. I mean, I feel like we've just had that over the last 15 minutes since I walked in, and it's really, it feels like a massive privilege.
I know that you're from, you know, your mum is from, you know, the Sainsbury's family and your dad is so successful, but I feel like through everything I've learned about you over the last week, they never helped you in the financial sense, in the way that people might assume. They supported you emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, to be honest, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind me saying this, they also didn't help me with the business because they didn't believe in it. Like, they didn't think it would succeed, partly because no one thought it would succeed because it was such a bizarre thing to do, to write
back
a blog,
then, yeah,
to talk about plant-based food, to be so passionate about tins of lentils, you know.
Yeah.
It's like so niche and weird. And everyone would say, wait, what? You think what you eat has an impact on your health? Are you joking? And so, you know, I really did it. I did it by myself and then I did it with my husband. And it was really, it was a very isolated experience to some extent as a result. And I guess that now when I look back on it, I'm so proud of, I guess, defying people's expectations and my own expectations of myself. But from a support perspective, my parents have been really emotionally supportive, 100%, like the whole way through, and they still really, really are.
I think you now speak about Ella 2.0, which I love. The whole idea about this.
I just have to clarify, I didn't call myself that first. My husband started calling it to me. I wouldn't want people to think I was going around being like, hey guys, I'm Ella 2.0.
I think you should absolutely own that. But it's like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce. But like, tell us about that, because one of the huge sides to everything I speak about is that, you know, you have a right to change your mind about who you are. Every day is the chance to begin again. Like, what's your story today? And reinvent yourself and grow and evolve all the time. So, okay, from your husband's perspective, what's Ella 2.0?
No, I love that. I love how you talked about that idea that every day it's a new chance, and it really is. And it's never too late to make a change. If you feel that's what you need in your life. But I think it was just, as I said earlier, I was so young when I started Delicious Ciela. And I think I definitely let other people make me feel like I needed to get smaller and smaller and smaller and shrink and shrink and shrink and become just very vanilla. And when I look back on it, I regret that deeply, because the impact we have is by having a message, and not everyone's going to agree with it. And I understand there, food is a very emotional topic, and it's very complicated, it's deeply nuanced, there's nothing straightforward about it. And also, the onus isn't just on the individual. Like, it's not just up to anyone in isolation to change their habits. We have to have a collective change, because ultimately, when you walk into most shops, supermarkets at the moment, the vast majority of what you're confronted with, which is often very cheap, is ultra processed food. It's empty calories. It's things that we now know are like actively actually very bad for us. It's not even just sort of neutral. It does matter. Eating this in the quantities that we're currently eating this is making us very ill. And we know that now. That is a fact. That isn't right. And I think for so long, because people didn't like me always saying that, I stopped saying those things. And ultimately, you end up having no impact on anybody.
I think we're all so obsessed about talking about ghosting, you know, oh, this person ghosted me. It's this new thing that we all talk about. But actually, when we're not speaking our truth, when we're not following our own dreams and ambitions and being the person that we want to be, we're actually ghosting ourselves.
Totally. And I think you know, what's the point to some extent? And I think it's, and look, it's, as I said, it's such a complicated, multifaceted issue, the way that we eat. It's not as simple as like, let me give you an alternative. Mm-hmm. It's what a weird world we live in, where people think you're strange because you won't give your 3-year-old bags of Haribo after nursery. Mm-hmm. Like, that summarizes how bizarre the world is. And again, I don't say that with judgment for what people do. It's really difficult. Like, my daughter would come out of nursery and she'd say, well, ex-child, they get a lollipop every day after school. And I thought, okay, that's fine. That's their prerogative, and I'm all about you having cake at birthday parties, and there's balance, and that's really important. It's all about finding a way of living your life that really suits you and creates a genuine sense of balance and ease.
So where do you get the confidence then to be truly Ella?
Look, I think a lot of it is just, honestly, is growing up, isn't it? You know, I was 23 when I started this. I'm 33 this year. Like, it's, a decade is a very long time. And I've obviously learned and grown and evolved massively in that period. I think, you know, my husband's been a massive catalyst of that. I felt so safe with him. And in that, I think that gives you safety to be more confident when you feel you have that amazing surrounding around you. But I think it's also becoming a parent, and maybe it's particularly having two young girls. And I know maybe they'll look at me and think, it's interesting how my mum did it. And, you know, they obviously look very much at their dad as well. But I just felt that I wouldn't want them to look at me and think that I was someone with low self-esteem that didn't follow through on what she wanted and the impact that she could have. And I just feel I am so fortunate at Delicious Ciela to have the platform that I have. And, you know, we reach millions and millions of people every single month. On Instagram alone this month, we'll reach organically 10 million people. Like, last year, our Instagram platform organically, again, not paid, had 500 million views of the recipe videos. It's like, we have a platform to make a change. And I don't think I can really look at myself and say, but we know how bad our diets currently are for us. Like, it is concrete. And by the way, I'm not saying that having one lollipop is bad. That's not the point. And like, that's the nuance that always gets missed. This isn't about saying eat broccoli and broccoli alone, but it is saying we need to, we've taken the word balance probably so far that it's not balance anymore, because balance is eating mostly healthy food, say 70% of the time, and 30% of the time doing whatever you want, as opposed to the inverse, which is essentially how most of us currently live.
Yeah. I read actually that your dad took a year to slow down, breathe, take care of his health and regroup, which really connected with me, because I think it's so nice to be self-aware enough. And we can all do that. Like, we're at the start of a new year now. Is this the year that you slow down? Is this the year you start breathing? Is this the year that you start nourishing yourself in the morning? Like I said, every day we have the opportunity to begin again. Like, what can you give yourself this year?
And also, I think in that, it's acknowledging two parts of it. It's like, A, ultimately, like, only we are in charge of our own lives, right? And we can sit here and we can weigh. But ultimately, like, if you want to make a change and you want something different in your life, you want to feel differently, that is up to you and you alone. And you have to start that today. Like, you can't keep putting it off, because there will never be a right time. And so exactly that, like, ask yourself, where do you want to be 365 days from today? And just start doing one thing every day that moves you 1% closer. And so it might be that you feel you're lacking energy, you want to feel fitter, you want to feel stronger. Great. You don't need to go to the gym for an hour a day. Like, you don't need to get a personal trainer, but you could say, okay, I'm going to start going for a 15-minute walk on my lunch break. I'm just going to gently move towards being a bit more active. I'm going to, like, it's that funny thing where people say, oh, get off the train to stop early, get off the bus to stop early, but actually get off the bus to stop early. Like, find a podcast you like listening to, walk a bit more. Like, it's just these simple things. You said, when you're saying, I'm in a food rut, I've not been eating well, like, get a cookbook that inspires you, find some recipes that inspire you, and start saying, okay, I'm going to do this twice a week. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to do this three times a day.
Yeah.
But just make this commitment to yourself, because ultimately the change is in you and you alone. And we let perfect be the enemy of good all the time. We say, I can't do everything, so I won't do anything.
Okay, let's talk about this stunning book, Healthy Made Simple. I was flicking through this all week. And every time actually I flick through it, I feel like I'm seeing so many new recipes. It's just packed full of recipes, but also really simple things. Every page is something I would eat.
Do you know, that's the biggest compliment I've had on this book, actually, is that theme of, I want to eat everything in there. And because everything is themed around under 10 ingredients, how do we take these simple ingredients like tinned tomatoes and make something really, really delicious? And it's, yeah, that balancing of flavor, speed, ease, and nutrition that's so key to this. But it is all about everyday cooking. And like, I wrote that in the introduction. I'm like, I know some Amazon reviewers will say it's simple. It's meant to be simple.
Yeah.
This is something you can actually do in your life. As I was saying, like, I think people look at the world of wellness and they think, this isn't for me. I do not have the capacity, the time to do this. And I really want to, as much as possible, just gently start to dispel those myths and say, like, you don't need to do any of the funky stuff. You can if you want to. There's no judgment or criticism, but that's not a prerequisite to improving your health. Like, buy bags of frozen peas. Yeah. Let's get some tins of tomato. Let's get some tins of butter beans. Like, it can be these really, really simple things, and you think you'll just be so shocked by the impact that starts to have.
Yeah, I'm looking here at lemony pea and broccoli pasta, which is just so beautiful. And then mango, mint and chili sunshine bowls. And it's literally just pages and pages of simple recipes. And actually, as I'm looking through these recipes, these are the sort of dinners that you could chop up all the ingredients for at lunchtime or even the night before. And then it turns into a really quick meal.
Oh, 100%. Exactly. Like, it's, or they'll have 5 minutes of prep and then you just let it simmer away.
Yeah, it's so nice. I love it. I mean, just sitting here with your book and the lives that this will change of people, you know, becoming curious enough to open this book, then they cook a meal and then their children are healthier. And that's all we can do, is just one step at a time. And I think by sharing our stories, we can get to a better place.
Yeah, no, I think so. Like, people inspire people ultimately, don't they? It's that sense of we recognize so much of ourselves and other people. If you can do it, I can do it. If you never used to eat like this and you didn't used to take care of yourself and you could make that change, maybe I can make that change and maybe I'll feel the benefits. Yeah. And that's why I feel so strongly in sharing people's stories.
Well, thank you so much, Ella. Healthy Made Simple, out now. Keep going, and we're loving Ella 2.0. So
thank you so much for having me.
Cheers. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed that mini reset, please share it in your favorite WhatsApp groups, because sharing my podcast in your WhatsApp groups helps my podcast grow so much. So I appreciate that so much. And it might just reach somebody who really needs to hear it. So it was a huge week for The Good Glow this week. We finally launched The Good Glow Run Club. We are so excited to get out and meet lots of people and go running together. And it's all about community, kilometers and coffee. So if this is something that you think you might be interested in, all you have to do to find out more information is join our mailing list. And I have left a link to our mailing list in the episode show notes. So we hope to see you for a run very, very soon. And Chicago, we launched Chicago this week. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we've only got 5 spots left on our Chicago trip. I guess September is the perfect time to visit Chicago. We've got a great crew coming. So if this is something that interests you, if you feel like running a half marathon or a 5 kilometer race with us in September, I've also left details on our Chicago trip in the show notes. I'll see you next week.